So how large is this? Is this Ravinus that we're talking about? That the kais we're talking about, and the amount of wine that you want to have in the kais, and that you're going to be drinking. So you have to have a kais that's at least Ravinus. How large is the Ravinus? This is a famous discussion exactly how to define Ravinus. We've given other shurim on that point. I do want to point out that when the first, so the chumras that were machmer in regards to Ravinus, that it's a larger size. It's only according to Mishnah Berurah. It's only when you're dealing with mitzvah d'oraisa. So that mitzvah d'oraisa is not d'oraisa. Kiddush on Yom Tov is not d'oraisa. Kiddush benching on a kais is not d'oraisa. These are all the rabbonans. The only case where you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to make kiddush Friday night, and even that, the making an ala kais is the rabbonan. But the Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Kiddush that since there's an asmachta, they're supposed to make an ala kais. Therefore, we're machmer as if it were d'oraisa, and we use a larger shear. So the larger shiurim of calculating Ravias are relevant when it's Friday night. But in a year like Tav Shanai and Zion, where the Seder comes out to be Monday night, not on Friday night, so all four curses are going to be rebutted, and a person can use a smaller shear. The different calculations for the smaller shear, and Moshe comes out to the smaller shear is 3.3 ounces. And it's possibly that Rebbe Feinstein writes, is quoted by Rabbi Pinchas Badner in the Sefer Kazayas, that actually Moshe held a capacity even being smaller than that, basically a 3 ounces. So you could really take a kais which holds 3 ounces, or 3.5 ounces for sure, and that would be your kais. You'd be able to drink the whole kais without a problem. It's a very small amount, and you could fill the mile of it drinking kola kais, and the kais holds revias, and everything is wonderful. In a case where the night of Pesach comes out to be Friday night, so then the first kais should hold a larger amount, and then there's a machlokes how large that is. From Moshe's calculation, it comes out to be 4.4 ounces. So you get a 4.5 ounce kais. You're holding your revius, and then you'd be preferable using a much larger kais. Again, we mentioned yes before, is not such a smart idea. Chazanis has a larger shear. The larger shear he has when you're being machmer is 5.1, etc. When a person says Kiddush, he picks up the kais, he's going to have in mind to fulfill two mitzvahs. Number one, the mitzvah of the Kiddush of Yom Tov. Number two, the mitzvah of the Dalet kais, the mitzvah of Sichas Kavanah. A person should have Kavanah, both of these things in Chathchila. When he says the Shechiyanu, it's the regular Shechiyanu we say on a Yom Tov, but we notice that we did not many times do a mitzvah, we make a Shechiyanu on the mitzvah. So why don't we make a Shechiyanu on the matzah? We make a bracha of Hamoed Tzilechem in Oretz, a bracha of Alachilas Matzah. There's no Shechiyanu. The answer is that the Shechiyanu, which we say by Kiddush, we should have in mind. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out, and Rabbi Dovah Feinstein brings this in his Halacha Chagada called Erdi, but you should have in mind, he says Shechiyanu, to include the mitzvahs of Laila, the Dalakosis, the Matzah, the Morer, Pashas, he should include, we would want to include the Halal as well, and then he throws in, if you're going to count Sphere by the Seder, you would have mind for the Mitzvah Sphere's armor also. And that is actually one of the explanations for the minutes that people have to wait to count Sphere by the Seder as opposed to counting it in the basic Knesset. So the person says Kiddush. There is an issue do you make a bracha achrona? There's going to be a very long time lapse. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that even though there's good arguments that you should do so, the Minhag Yisrael was not to do so, and we should not change the Minhag Yisrael, etc. If a person has difficulty maintaining themselves, they're thirsty, they're going to be very thirsty, very hungry, a person can eat after the Kiddush and can drink after the Kiddush. He should have in mind when he makes the Kiddush that he's planning to drink, so he will not need to make another bracha on the drinking. And that would look as if the person is being Moshe Velikosis. We don't, when we try to avoid being Moshe Velikosis. A person should try and avoid something which is Chamar Medina. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that a person should try and avoid something which is Chamar Medina. But anything which is, that is not, cannot be used as Velikosis, so that would be that would be acceptable. And the Aruch HaShulchan therefore says that really a person should basically just stick to water, but if a person has a need for something more than that, a person can drink something else as well. The minhag is not to drink wine, however. once the person starts saying magen, really it's preferable, we'll see that it's preferred not to continue to eat or to drink. During Kiddush, so we hope by the dollar case is the second, third, and fourth bracha, the person will be holding the curse. The second and the fourth bracha, the person will hold the curse himself. For benching, the person leading the benching holds the curse. Other people do not necessarily hold the curse. And for Kiddush, what's the lacha? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said the person really should hold the curse, even though he's listening to the Kiddush of the Mekadesh, and being Yotzi with the Mekadesh, since he's going to be drinking his own curse, he should be holding his own curse in his hand, the same way the Mekadesh holds the curse as well.